Chrissy, it's Naomi. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Hey, I'm wanting to book Maximus in for a teeth check. Because when he's biting stuff, like he keeps weeping the white stuff on his eye and stuff, so I just wanted to make sure that there was like no sharpie bits or stuff because he's got the teeth growing. But yeah, I've just noticed that he's biting stuff, and that's what I'm thinking. Oh, maybe I need to get it checked out. I don't know. What's good? Hello. Yeah. I can do anytime Thursday is fine with me. What time did you have Thursday? I mean Wednesday. Oh, let's go 9. When let's Yeah, no, that sounds fine. Yeah, that's fine because I'd be worried about the peg tooth behind it. Just really come down. Yeah, that would be fine. I think that sounds like a good plan. Yeah. Well, since I brought up, you know how I brought Dad in and he was a bit sad that day. He got worse that night. That night he wouldn't talk to anybody. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't do a thing. He was just sitting there like, And I was like, okay, he's in a huge lot of pain. What is this all about? So I gave him some tramadol as well that night, and he picked up a little bit, and he ate some food. Then the next day, with the meloxicam, he felt better. That he actually did a popcorn. So moving forward, he actually now is moving around more and eating more and showing more interest. But now, since he stopped the pain relief, there's no more zoomies. On pain relief, he does zoomies. And when he's off pain relief, he's not doing zoomies anymore. So I'm still, I did contact the Guinea Pig Refuge about the little grey guinea pig, August. And then they said that no, you have to adopt him and the other one together because they're bonded. And so then in the end, I did not. I wrote them on the sheet what was going on in the situation and stuff. And they said, "Would you like us to put you on the wait list of any other young boys?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay, that would be great." Since then, I've heard nothing or anything. But yeah, so at the moment, that's where we are. But look, he's more lively. He's eating. He's coming out to see us and. He walks around the cage chatting now. So he's a lot happier in himself, which is good. No, nothing. Nothing. Yeah, no, nothing. It's flat. The gland's flat, but you can see where it was when you can see the gland, but when I touch it, it's completely flat. But then when I touch him down there on his lower back, he goes, "Ooh, doesn't like it." Yeah, sure do. But I had him last night on my lap, and I'm like, I just want to check to make sure you got no other lumps, and I was touching it, and it's all smooth and everything. Yeah, so there was a positive out of that. He got worse, but then he decided, oh, I don't feel too bad. So he's come out now, but he still isn't like Dorito still won't socialize with him. So I've tried and I put them together, then I take them apart and stuff, but nah, Doritos still won't. Nah, not gonna happen. So definitely, yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye out for another boy. Just to go beside him. Not with him, but beside him, that they would enjoy each other's company. Yeah, I definitely think that's a good idea. He'll be much like he's happy now that he's not in that much pain anymore. But he'll be much happier if he did have a mate that he could talk to and not get snubbed by. Definitely. the other. Yes, I've tried this before with the refuge when we had Lily, and we only had Lily, and this was years ago, obviously. And they wanted you to put them in the same cage as the other one to get them to sleep in the same cage. But my goal is not to do that. My goal is for them to get along but beside each other. So I even said that in my thing. I said it was recommended by my vet that we get a young one that is a little bit more submissive, he's not dominating, and that can sit beside Dudley. So, so when I took Lily that time, we had to put Lily in with this other girl, and this other girl just didn't really respond to Lily, and Lily was like, ugh. So we didn't get that girl, and we passed. And so when I spoke to them like last week or the week before at the refuge, they said that we book like three people in, and then we'll trial each guinea pig with that other guinea pig, and they'll choose what the best match would be. So I was like, yep, no worries, we can move forward with this. That's no problem. As long as they're comfortable that I'm not putting them in the same cage. I thought that might be an issue, but I don't know. Like, I'm a bit shady on that because they want both won't be castrated. So, Yeah, that's right. So rather than just side by side, there's no issues, and they can still play with each other and run up and down the side of the cage with each other. That's not an issue. That's not an issue. Lily, Missy, and Pip lived like that for years together, and they'd come together and chat. Then they'd go for a run, then they'd come back together in the middle and have some kind of conversation and run away and come back. So it does work. Yeah, me too. Me too. Like every time he sees me and David, he's like, oh, and comes over to the bars to us and stuff. So he is social. He's very cute, very social, funny. It's just a pity that Dorito just sits with his butt turned to him. That's Dorito. We can't change him. That's who he is. Day one, he was like, oh, here we are. Yeah, what about your boys? How are they? How's the no teeth? And how's the heart, lungs? No. Yes. Because the bottom one, there's nothing to rub against. Oh, poor chap. Yeah, okay, good. Oh, I hope so. Well, it's so hard to pick up. Even with Missy, it was so hard to pick up. It was like we went on, and it was so hard to pick it up. It was, But I do hope he's okay because just going through it myself, I think I'm, yeah, it was it was a journey. We weren't looking for that, but sure. Yeah, I just hope that he's okay. Oh, Yeah, it is. It is, it is. At least you picked it up and you're going to look after him. It's good. Oh, mate, I can tell you that was the most... Yeah, and it's not simple because every week we were there with her changing the flues in my dose or something. So, yeah, so I know exactly where you're coming from. But in the end, I wouldn't change anything we did with her over the period. Yep. Yeah, that's right, and that tumour. I know, not fair. They don't live long enough. No, they don't. Yeah, well, fingers crossed. And you could bring yours in on Wednesday, fingers crossed, and have his dental and Max, maybe, I'm not sure. Yeah, because he's got that white nostril snot happening again. He looked at me and I'm like, he got white snot. And then this morning he ate something hard and then he's got the white stuff coming out of his eye and I'm like, there's something. Something's there. Because then he started biting the bars and he never bites bars. So I was like, okay, there's something not quite right in that mouth. Yeah, he's on pain meds today. I put him on the lock again. Yeah, he's not an issue. I'm like, he's like, oh, yum, 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 yum. Yeah, so, so true. I know. I'll have to come in, definitely say hi as well, because I haven't been in for like a week or so because I've been sick. Yeah, have you been sick? Have you guys avoided it? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, good. Fingers crossed. Because David brought something home and it was nasty. And then I was like, oh, thank you for sharing. Yes. Oh, we even separate bedrooms and everything. And I still got it. Yeah. But it went from my head straight to my chest for my asthma. So. Yeah, it stayed in his head, but mine went dunk on the chest. Yes, like, oh, yes. No, yeah, all right. Well, I better let you get going, and I will catch up with you Wednesday. Maybe one of your boys as well. We'll see how, yeah, see how things go. Yeah, yeah, with his funny-looking teeth as well. Oh. Wow, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Guinea pigs, who would have them? And here I am going, I'm going to get another one. Oh, that's right, I do. I want a young one. Yeah, I do. I don't want to get one that's already developed, unless I have to because it needs a home. Of course I'd take it. You know, I'm not going to say no. But if there was a young one, maybe like 4 months old or something, sure. When? Oh my goodness. I have to come in for cuddles. All right, and then I'll slip around the corner for a cuddle. Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah, something out. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you never know, hey? We just got to keep an open options at the moment. Yeah, that's right. Open options. And we'll just see how we go. Fabulous. Sounds like a plan. All right. Well, it's been nice chatting. I know. All right. Well, I'll definitely catch up with you on Wednesday for sure. All right. You take care till then, okay? Thank you. Bye.